Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good evening. This is Coach Denise, Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association, and this is our first broadcast on the UR10 network. We're proud to be joining the group, and hopefully we will be joining you every week at 5 o'clock on Thursdays. And, of course, if you can't come into the show at 5 o'clock on Thursdays, you can always listen to the broadcast at any time. This evening, we probably won't have no call-ins, but we will be having calls coming in every week. We want to interview the high school coaches. We want to interview the high school players. Especially parents, to find out what they see and what their perspective of the high school tennis is. And, of course, we're also going to be looking to be talking to FHSAA members, the state governing organization in Florida for tennis, the FACA, the Florida Athletic Coaches Association. Hopefully USTA members, USPTA members, PTR members, and the other people that are involved in high school tennis. Naturally, we will be overlapping with some of the fine hosts that the network is also producing. I just hope it doesn't take us too long to catch up with them and the fine job that they do. But if you do want to call in and talk to one of the guests that we will have a guest regularly, you can naturally call in at 714-583-6853. That's 714-583-6853. And like I said, most of our shows, we will be talking to guests, so you will be hearing less of me in the future and a lot more of the excellent guests that we are looking to bring in. So we hope that you join us every week for our show. We hope that we do credit to the organization. And be patient with us. Give us a little time, and I guarantee you we will catch up to the standards that the UR Tennis Network has set for tennis. Tennis is, I don't have to tell you, the outstanding sport it is. It's a sport of a lifetime. And, of course, I'm not so sure that we remember constantly that tomorrow's college tennis players, tomorrow's college recreation and league players, tomorrow's USTA league players and volunteers and leaders, as well as PTR and USPTA pros, they're all in high school right now. And too often, I'm afraid we ignore them USTA, the PTR, the USPTR, the FHSAA, all those organizations are going to be looking for, because they're our leaders. They're going to be the people leading our communities. They're going to be the people leading our state. And I'm sure they're going to be the leaders of our nation. So we owe it to them to provide them the best tennis experience that we can get them. And that's what we're trying to do. And this is what the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association is all about. Probably the one mistake we made when we formed the organization was, quite frankly, our title, Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association. We probably should just be called Florida High School Tennis Association, which we do own that name. But we're more than a coaches organization. We're an organization that is looking to improve tennis. And we do believe, though, that the best way to improve the tennis level in high school is to improve the coaching level in high school. So our first efforts in forming the organization was to sit there and focus on trying to present at our annual meeting the best training we could. And I must say I've been blessed to be able to have coaches come in to help us with the training from as far away as California, from the state of Kansas, from Tennessee, from Georgia, from all over the country, as well as some of the key people in our great state of Florida. So we've been blessed to be able to bring coaches in for a three-day training each year to prepare our high school tennis coaches to get involved in tennis and to make sure that our high school players are able to get the best training possible in the short amount of time that we have with them. One of our problems, as you might imagine, is that the tennis season in high school isn't that long, and we don't get to spend that much time with them. So, and the other thing is, we, unlike some of the young players that work with a tennis pro for a long period of time, we only see these players for 2, 3, and 4 years. So it's been a challenge, but I think the rewards that we have are just outstanding. I might just introduce myself to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a PTR teaching tennis professional. I've been involved with the PTR for 25 years. You can probably tell by my voice that I'm not a young person. I'm a person that is advancing every single year. I don't think I'm old. I'm getting older every year, and hopefully I'll get older for another 30 years or more. But my training originally started as my involvement in basketball and coaching basketball. And some 30-plus years ago, while playing tennis with recreationally, what a cousin of mine suggested that tennis would be great cross training for my high school team. And at that time, I started doing some volunteer work in the state of Connecticut for USTA, and started falling in love with the sport even more. and wound up becoming a tennis pro. Like I said, I have been involved with the PTR for 25 years. The only reason I am not a USPTA member, who the USPTA Florida is an outstanding partner with us in high school tennis. We work very closely with each other. But at 75 years old, the USPTA recognizes that my years of being on the court are limited, and quite frankly, the amount of customers I like to work with weekly are such that I really don't need any more on-court presence. So the USPTA is another great teaching organization, like I said, but my involvement in high school began about 20 years ago when I was president of the PTR, and at that time, unfortunately, there were a lot of teaching pros, and I must admit there still are some today, sadly, that say, don't let, if you have a good tennis player, don't let them play high school tennis because some math teacher or science teacher is going to ruin your child. And as we all know, we're not producing enough players in the United States to compete in the pros now. So most of the players that come out of high school tennis are not going pro. Hopefully we're going to get more and more going into college every year. But my campaign as president of the PTR Florida section was, please let your players go to high school. Let them participate in that fine organization of high school tennis, playing and enjoy the fruits of the sport. At that time, the local athletic director at our high school, Sebastian River High School, approached me and said, John, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, why don't you coach high school tennis? And I got involved in high school tennis, first as a volunteer coach, doing it, then taking over the program there. And quite frankly, it was a learning experience for me. The USTA and the PTR said that I was high-performance trained. As a high-performance coach, I thought I could handle that very easily. And upon returning home my first night of taking over the program, I was tearing up 3 months' worth of lesson plans when I realized that coaching high school tennis was a lot different than being a tennis pro, and the challenges for a tennis pro are the same challenges that there are for a math teacher and a science teacher and an athletic person, football coach or anything that is now coaching high school tennis. So at that time, my whole effort started going into that we have to sit there and get high school coaches prepared to make sure our high school players experience all the value that comes out of high school coaching. And thus started the training for the high school tennis coaches. One of the other things that we do is we sponsor at end of the year, all-star tournament for our high school seniors. We like to send our high school seniors off to college with great memories of high school. It took us a little while to get it off the ground. It was our attention from day one that we were going to run the high school all-star tournament. And one of the other lessons I learned is that you have to partner with people. And we formed a partner with the Youth Tennis Foundation. And finally, 3 years ago, presented our first all-star tournament. The all-star tournament is a team event. We have 16 regions in the state of Florida, and we sit and select three boys and three girls from each one of the regions to participate in the tournament. And, of course, we have two coaches for each region to go with them. We house the players. This coming year event, we will return to Winter Park, Florida, the Winter Park Tennis Center, which is a beautiful facility, and we will run the event there again. And it is always the following Saturday of the FHSAA State Championship, because once you're in the state of Florida, once you play in an all-star event, your eligibility for high school play is over. So our event always follows the state championship weekend. So this year we'll proudly be going to Winter Park again. We look forward to sitting and hosting the high school seniors. And needless to say, this can't be done by yourself. Since this will be the fourth straight year that Wilson Sports has been part of our program, not only do they provide the tennis ball, which is the official tennis ball of the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association and the FHSAA, but they make sure that our players receive outstanding goodie bags. So when they leave there, we don't have to worry about strings breaking or grips or anything, because Wilson makes sure they have all that they need to go on from there. And actually, this year we especially have a challenge, because in order to be able to keep the fee for an all-star nomination as an all-star at $35, we have lost our main sponsors. So every not-for-profit organization has a revenue problem, and we need everybody's help to keep that going, because we were determined that we are not going to increase that. And we do have housing. We put the players up in a hotel. We feed them. All they have to do is get to the event. And until they leave, we want to take care of all their needs. So it's a challenge. But when you see these players year after year, the boys and girls, and when you're in my position, it's even a special reward, because you get to receive their emails and their telephone calls, and some of them even called, I want to come back to volunteer, return to the event, because they had such a pleasant time there. The event, like I said, is a team concept. We use an old WTT format. We play a boys single, a girls single, a boys doubles, a girls double, and a mixed double at that. And then we accumulate the points, and whichever team accumulates the most points on that Saturday and Sunday, they are the that region is the winner, and they will be recognized for the next year. It becomes very interesting, because there is substituting there. It's more than a competition. It's a competition but it's also a great time for the boys and girls there. And I think it's enjoyed so much so that in the last May meeting, it was suggested at the FHSAA meeting for the tennis advisory meeting that mixed doubles be part of the play. So I'm sure that'll be one of the things we'll be talking about for a few years. Nothing changes. Not always easy, and but I do see it coming sometime. For instance, in the state of Texas, I was privileged to be asked to go to the Texas Tennis Coaches Association, and was out there the first weekend in December and enjoyed the hospitality of some close to 600 tennis coaches out there, which was a wonderful experience. And I learned that in the spring they play a season similar to we do. They do play six singles and three doubles. But in the fall, they play a team concept, just like our All-Star event. But their whole high school play in the fall is a team concept with boys and girls together. So it can be done because it is being done now. I'm sure it's something we'll be exploring for Florida in the future, and something that we're going to have to do a little bit more research on. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussion about it, and I suspect it's going to come at some time. Hopefully it'll come, and I'll be able to see it, too. It doesn't wait until after, but we will see. Like I said before, we will be discussing primarily high school tennis in Florida. We'll be including in scheduling. We'll be including facilities. We'll be including education, community service, our annual All-Star Tournament. As we get closer to April, we'll be doing a lot more discussion about that. And we'll hopefully we'll get into open and honest discussion of why are we on the radio? I think in today's day and age, we have to be in front of the public and in front of everybody. We are blessed to have a great association with Florida Tennis Magazine, and I write articles for Florida Tennis Magazine every issue on high school tennis, and we get a lot of discussion about that. And of course, today with social media, we try to answer much of the questions there, because people sometimes they don't want to wait to the next issue to discuss it, and sometimes, quite frankly, everybody's not happy with what I have to say. So I think rather than have it fester to the next issue, I would rather address it as soon as possible, and I think that's one of the great advantages of social media, and I'll sit there and address it right away. Our website, of course, is fhstca.org, and that's the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association website. We do have a blog on there, so you could sit there and write it in and have questions there, and or you can go with the same fhstca.org is used for Facebook, for Twitter, and the rest of our social media, all the same thing. If you go to Instagram any of them, they'll find the same thing, fhstca.org. We do want to hear you. We would naturally want to discuss issues with you every week. I just wanted to make sure that the first broadcast was such that the mistakes made would be all mine, and I would get used to doing this. I don't want to sit there and bore you with my voice for an hour each week. Hopefully, I know the guests that we have lined up will be able to sit there and discuss issues with more clarity than I do. So it should be very interesting. I am looking forward to it. But just like we ask our tennis players to put in practice time before they go on the court and compete, I felt it was best for me to come on and get some practice doing this before I bring guests in and discuss it with them. And I think there is a lot to discuss. I think that, you know, what Jason Haynes does with his, on the college perspective, is so phenomenal. But I think there is an overlap there. I think Jason and I, we've had a discussion before. I've been on his show. Hopefully I'll get him on mine because we talked about the college thing perspective of it, or the high school perspective of what they're looking for in college. And I'd like to sit there and, you know, just reverse that with a conversation with him. Coach Chuck Creasy is just, you know, he's been a favorite of mine for years, you know, going back. Anytime I could hear him speak at any of the PTI conventions, listening to what he's done at Clemson, reading his books, has just been fantastic. And what David is doing with junior tennis out of Maryland, I think, is very exciting. So I'm sure we'll have discussions about, you know, what just happens from that perspective. I know my wife runs the District 15 NJTL in this area, and she runs a 10 and under program. And 6 weeks, six Saturdays in the spring and six Saturdays in the fall, she reminds me to make sure I'm not traveling anywhere because I can't afford a divorce, and I better be there for her program, which of course I love, and we're blessed to have many of our high school students come in and volunteer at that time. Which, to do a commercial for the 10 and under program, I think it's great to get the high school teams out there to volunteer for those events because, number one, the children love seeing those kids, and I think having sometimes the high school team come out there and helping out and have the little ones, you know, grabbing them by the leg and hugging them and realizing that the same basic, although the emphasis is on fun in the 10 and under, there's still basics that you're giving these kids. And I think they realize that, gee, these are the same basics that we went through. So I don't know if I'll ever convince my wife to get on the broadcast or not. She sure has a lot to offer. She was on our board of directors for a while until we became a 501c3, and then she stepped down. And, of course, hopefully you've all listened to Lisa Stone with her Parenting Aces. I mean, it's we need more people, parents that sit there and want to get involved, and I don't mean getting involved and challenging a coach, but getting involved and saying, what can I do to understand this is something my child wanted to do, and how do I make sure my child is getting the best advice, the best coaching? And if you're in a situation like Lisa was, that a child deciding, you know, I think I might like to play college tennis, you know, how do I go about that? And sit there and take charge yourself. I think that is something that is so important. And I think it's, I know personally, the one thing I'm going to miss is because I will be stepping down shortly from coaching Sebastian River High School tennis coach. We have a replacement that's coming in that is going to do a great job. One of the things I have learned, it's a continuous learning process, coaching high school tennis, is you just can't walk away from something you've been involved with for 20 years. So, you know, I'll be a volunteer coach for the program, and I will be able to sit there and assist with that. You don't want to just leave somebody and then all of a sudden throw everything at the individual at one time and have them overwhelmed. So I've been spending more time than I thought I would at the high school, but it is still rewarding. And one of the things that we've done over the years, and I think it's important, is and one of the misconceptions I think of high school tennis coaching in Florida, they think of it as a stipend for 3 months that you're paying, and I think that will actually go into effect next week and end in May. I know I always started my programs in September. No, you can't use a tennis racket. You can't sit there and you know, have the team out there practicing, but you can have parent-player meetings. And I would have the first Wednesday of the month of September, and again in October, and again in November, you would sit there and have parent-player meeting. And I think it's important that everybody, if you're trying to build a team, which is like a family, you have to become a family, and you have to start early. And you start with the introductions. You start by giving of yourself, because you're asking everybody, the parents and the players, to give of themselves. And the easiest way to get that started is to give of yourself. And during those 3 hour-and-a-half sessions in September, October, and November, we sit there and we're able to sit and get to meet each other. They know what we expect from them. They know what they to be expected from us. They know that, you know, we want to deal with the children. We're available for the parents off the court, not at a match or anything, but we want the players to become responsible. And during that time, it's a great way to get the understanding of what your program is going to be and how important it is. And everybody does that different. Is there a right way of doing it? I think the way that's comfortable for you is the right way. I felt it was comfortable for people to know what I expected from them. Our players signed a contract. The parents signed the contract. The players signed the contract. Yeah, is that something I say you have to go out and do? No, you have to do what's comfortable for you, and it's a learning process. And over the years, your teaching's going to change. I am not the same coach I was, well, going back almost 50 years now when I started coaching. It's different, and every sport is different. You coach basketball a lot different than you coach tennis, and although I never coached football, I assume you're going to coach football a lot different than you with tennis. So every sport is different. There's different coaching techniques and everything. But it isn't just about the coaching. It's about the parents. It's about the players. And this is what we want to be about here. And we want to sit there and make sure they know. We've opened our trained enough, so it's not just for the coaches. We're not trying to hide anything. We've opened it up for the parents and players. In October, we did, and I think we became the first state in the union where we did certification. We have an FHS TCA certification course, and we went through that the 3 days in October in Orlando at the annual workshop, and it went well. And quite frankly, I had a lot of people tell me what a great job I did. But the truth is, I also had three emails, two of them from athletic directors, that reminded me that tennis was a non-revenue producing sports, and that most of the coaches were not tennis professionals, and that were teachers, and that they couldn't afford to take out the bring a substitute teacher in for 2 days on a Thursday and Friday, and pay for 2 days a hotel and pay for travels. And why didn't I have the common sense to sit and do a Saturday training and do it all on 1 day? Well, obviously, you can't put 3 days of training into 1 day. But I did listen to what they said. We talked to the board of directors, and we decided we had to go to them. So in just 60 days, we ran our first regional training Saturday in Boca Raton, Florida, at St. Andrew's School. And on January 31st, we will be at Jonesville Tennis Center in Gainesville. And February 21st, I think it is, we'll be in Fort Myers doing another Saturday. In March, we'll be up in Jacksonville. In April, we won't be doing a regional training because our all-star event is what all our emphasis is going to be on. But we can't have a one-day on-court session and give the certification for that. So what we've done is on our website, if you go over to where it says training and certification and go down to see FHS TCA training, you'll see that we have videos. We have videos from the FHSAA on rules and regulation for tennis. A lot of emphasis that is being placed now on the charter school and home school. How do you handle those situations? And much more. We have an athletic director's view on why tennis and other non-revenue producing sports, and especially sports that you can play for a lifetime, are so important to high schools, and why we should be involved in that. We have videos on one of our associate that I've been involved, known for years. He was one of my coaches at the World Scholar Athlete Games at the University of Rhode Island years ago when I was the tennis coordinator for the games. And he came from Kansas to do a presentation on the nine strokes every high school tennis coach and players should know. So that's part. That's one of the videos on there. And, of course, we test with all those. And the emphasis of our training, quite frankly, is that, you know, as a coach, are you prepared to recognize who are the primary, you know, three groups of people you're going to have on your team? We all know of the tennis powers, and in Florida, we have a half a dozen schools that year in and year out, you know, are at the top for tennis. Every state has that. But is that the norm of what high school tennis is about? And I'll tell you, no, it really isn't. So working with Scott Williams at St. Andrew's School, one of our emphases is that, you know, you have some players coming in, and yes, they might be have the potential to be able to play pro or certainly play for Division I college. Normally, you don't have more than one or two of those players. Very few players, their team is made up on that. Are there some schools? Yes, there are. Are there some people that transfer to go to those schools? Unfortunately, yes, there are. But you have that group of people. Then you have another group of people that are students that could play some college tennis someplace, because there is a place for most of these kids to play in college. So they could play some, and they understand that in order to sit in be effective, they should be playing high school tennis to get that experience. And then you have the third group, which we all have, and I've been blessed to deal with them every year I've been coaching, and that is the recreation player. And that's a player that come out because they want to try tennis. Their friend has played tennis, and they're going out, so they thought they would go out too. Or their guidance counselor told them, well, you know, you should be involved in some sport. It's going to help you get into college. So a coach should be able to recognize who these groups are, who those individuals are, where do they fit into the system. And then just as importantly, we have a duty to each one of them. It's got to be fun for each one of them. But that player that is at that higher level skill, you should be prepared to make sure that you have the proper training to give that person. And you can't ignore the students on the other end of the spectrum that are just there for recreation. It's a team. And you have to not only be able to recognize them, but you should develop a plan for all of them. And that's what we try to do. We try to help that the coaches can do that. And that's what our regional training is about and why we're traveling throughout the state. We understand that everybody can't come to one central location, so we're taking the training to them. Excuse me. So that's just a small part of what we do. If you go onto the website, you'll see the All-Star Tournament information is there. Of course, with the All-Star Tournament, we can't take every senior there. But does that mean that every senior cannot be recognized? We think they should be. Is it too much of an investment to sit there and file the $35 fee and recognize the high school senior at your school to be on that team? Will they be chosen to go to the regional, to go to Winter Park and represent the region? Maybe not, but we recognize them on the website anyway because they are part of the All-Star team each year. And, of course, that helps us to keep our organization running at $35. There's some schools I know, and our school has been one of them, that the school pays to recognize them. They're on the All-Star. I will tell you this, for the last 3 years, Sebastian River High School, they've had members of the All-Star team. None of them have gone to the tournament because, quite frankly, they just weren't among the best that were going to be picked to go there. But all of them are FHS, TCA, All-Stars, and they should be recognized. And hopefully you'll be, you know, looking to recognize the students in your community. And to do that, I think you need the community involvement. And I think you have to sit there and think not only of what's you know, what is there for you now? What are you going to leave to the next generation? Part of our all-star event and our team challenges, we have team connection, for instance, where people can, yeah, you can buy your team uniforms from them. It's a great product they have at a reasonable price. You can buy your FHS TCA shirts and clothing from them, too. But they're also will be given to next year because they're part of a program where we have that each school can compete, each team, the boys' team, the girls' team, can compete to sit there and receive points to get free uniforms for their school from Team Connections. And is the competition just all how many wins, who wins? That's one of the ways that you do it. But this competition is about points that you get for playing in a tournament, points that you get for playing in an FHS TCA team challenge, points that you get for playing in the USTA team challenge, points that you get for playing in the USTA tournaments, points that your coaches get for attending training, if it be in USTA training, PTR training, USPTA training, but points that the coaches are getting to contribute to the team. And, of course, where do you get the most points from? You get the most points for the grades. And the teams that have the highest grade point averages are going to get the most points. And then, of course, the other place where the most points are given out is volunteer hours because they're giving back to their community. And so the team that will be getting for the 2015-16 season might not be the team that wins a state championship on the tennis court, but they will be the team that is giving back to the community. So this year's teams, we're asking them to give back to get ready for next year's team. Let's get those teams starting off in 2016 with the tools that they need. And that's what we try to do with the organization. That's a big part of the organization, and we feel that, you know, that there is important. So hopefully in the future I won't do this kind of talking because our guests are going to do 90% of the talking, but I think it is important to let you know what we are about, what we do, why we need the partners that we have. Wilson Sports, like I told you, Wilson Tennis, the rackets and balls, they've been so good to us over the years. This year, they will be recognizing the high school coach in each of the four categories of the FHSAA. So 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, they will recognize and give an award to a coach that is chosen as Coach of the Year from each of those there. So you need partners. You can only do so much on your own, and you need partners to be successful. We've been blessed to have great partners, partners that people don't think of, partners like Florida Tennis Magazine that we're able to get our information out there. And hopefully we're going to be a good partner for Blog Talk Radio because I do believe this is where the future is going to be. I do see, just looking at our regional training and how we were able to do that, we can't, you know, we couldn't do this without being having a website that we could present videos and then present a test after, so that it's a combination of the on-court that we can do on a Saturday and the people taking exams from the computer. So that's important. one of the questions I was asked, and I commented about, does this mean that our annual FACA tennis workshop is not going to exist no more? No, it will exist. We will still have that because it is a special thing, that three-day training. But we have to recognize that there are schools that have budgets that just don't allow for their tennis coaches to go to that. And that's one of the reasons, quite frankly, for our training and certification. And one of the things that will be challenging, not only coaches, but will be a challenge in school administrations. I think we have to ask the question, and I think until we get parents asking it, and this is why I love listening to Lisa Stone's Parent of Ace broadcast, that until we have enough parents saying, are we hiring a tennis coach or are we hiring a monitor for the tennis team? If you're hiring a tennis coach, then guess what? You should be paying a tennis coach. If you're hiring a monitor, then, you know, that's a different story. So, you know, we have to ask those questions. And at the same time, they have, you know, if they are going to hire a tennis coach, should that coach be properly trained? Of course they should. And, of course, the question has come up in the last issue of Florida Tennis Magazine, which, by the way, you can see our articles if you go down on our resource page. You can see under the press our articles because some people walk away with the magazine at the clubs and they don't get to see it, but I was accused of beating up the USTA. I don't think I did. It was not my intention to do that. I spent 8 years on the USTA Florida Board of Directors. I've been a proud member, and I still am a proud member of the USTA, or organizations, an organization member of the USTA. But the question comes in, well, why can't the USTA do it? Well, can a national organization really do involved high school sports? We have 50 states that have 50 different rules and regulations. In the state of Florida, we have Board of Educations that do differently. Should we really ask the USTA to do that? Could the USTA have turned around from October until December and come up and put together a regional training program like we did? Of course not. Should they be asked to? No. We, quite frankly, asked them for a grant because it's going to be a struggle for us, truthfully. You know, like any not-for-profit organization, you're always looking for funds. We didn't get award that, but people said, why let them do the training? The best thing, in my opinion, that the USTA can do is to sit there and support state coaching teaching organization like ours, and in Texas, they have an outstanding, the Texas Tennis Coaches Association, in California, the California Tennis Coaches Association, which is just being formed. As a matter of fact, three organizations in Texas, we got together and we formed a loose association, and we will. While we can't do everything together because of each state rules and everything, we're going to be working together to sit there and organize high school tennis more. And quite frankly, you know, my only point was if the USTA wants to do something, then what it should do is fund organizations and like ours. And if you're going to start, you should start with the three states that are producing most of the tennis. And I don't just mean, you know, just give us all the funding we want. We should be responsible. We should be able to have a budget. We should be able to have items that we need, and we should be responsible for it. But I think it's time for people to understand that our leaders of tomorrow, if it's in the USTA, the PTR, the USPTA, local governments, the NCAA, pick any organization. Those people are in high school today. These are our high school tennis coaches, and we owe them to be as properly trained as we can be. We owe it to listen to them and their parents, and we owe it to become a team together that all of us can sit there and have open discussions without, having respect for each other, understanding that we're not going to be agree with everything, understanding that we're not going to be able to solve all the problems, but also understanding that unless we're willing to take on the challenges, things aren't going to change. And if things don't change, there's problems. The paradigm that is existing today will not be the one that's going to be here tomorrow. We could look in the business industry and see companies that thought they were here and forever that just went away. And they went away because, this is the way we do things. This is how we do things in General Motors. It ain't going to change. Well, it did change. And high school tennis is going to change. And high school tennis has a responsibility. We could sit there and argue about college tennis not doing enough. Well, high school tennis has to help, and we have to produce college tennis. So I think it's important. And it looks like I've talked for a full amount of time, I've probably talked too much, but I promise in the future I will not be doing this as much because we will have guests we will be doing. So thank you for being listening, and I look forward to your calls in the future, 714-583-6853. Thank you very much, and good night. Now I see a clock going. Hopefully, maybe I'm not through. I was just told that was 10 seconds, so I guess I will keep talking. Don't ask me why, because the truth of the matter is I don't know why I'm going to, but okay, I'm being told 10 seconds again. Well, I look forward to talking to you next week. And please, if you need any, want to talk to me, you can reach me at 772-589-4278. You can go to our website, fhstca.org. And, of course, you can like us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn, and we will look forward to talking to you in the future. So thanks again for being involved. We need you in high school tennis. It's our job. Everybody says it's not my job. It is our job, and we all have to be willing to take up the responsibility. Good night again, and I will talk to you next week.